I saw a terrifying article over the weekend, Cliffo, that said something about Hamish Blake and was inspiring teams, but was doing it in a way that was a terrifying side of him that we've never seen. Thank goodness it was all for Lego Masters, Grandmasters. He was playing a character, a film director. Mm. He is still the guy
Thank
that we
God.
Know
I was,
and
I
love.
I was very worried about where that was going.
Me too. And he joins us now. Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning, guys. I'm out of character.
Thank
back to me.
God. It was terrifying to read that. I thought you were making people cry. It was like, what's happened to Hamish?
You know, you get to season 5, you're just going to try some new tricks.
Hamish has decided that comedy's not the career
yeah,
for him.
No.
Just scaring the pants off people.
I think I'll cross streams instead.
Need a villain. There you go.
Bronte's already said hello, but I want to say konnichiwa to you, Hamish Blake, and welcome back to Australia. Tell us where you have been.
I have been, as the intro might give away, to Japan.
Oh.
Just a few fun weeks with the fam over in Japan, experiencing all there is Japanese, which mostly involved, let's be honest, different sushi restaurants and laughing
Delicious.
At the toilet. But it was so fun. Great fun. What an adventure.
Did you go, were you a skier or a snowboarder or just enjoying all of the different food options?
No, we're just in the cities. It's funny. Yeah, I guess a lot of people do go to ski. Everyone, when you're like, when did Japan? Like, oh, cool. Where'd you go to ski? But no, there's some cities. There's actually some cities too.
Yeah, there's some
we
big
did the cities.
Cities.
Where does one get Team Blake matching tracksuits from?
That is not as easy as it seemed because we did make Adidas matching tracksuits because we had a friend going, oh, keep an eye out when you go to Tokyo Disneyland. Like, it's a bit of a thing. Like, people do love to dress up to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like, there's the Disney stuff. But then there are different people, like some people, like it's a thing you go in matching outfits. So someone had said to us, like, oh, check out people, like, they go in kind of matching outfits. So we're like, oh, maybe we're one of those families. And so we had to hunt down Adidas matching tracksuits because we wanted a bit of a Royal Tenenbaum feel. But there was some slight worry in the family for a while that, because obviously we're all different sizes, we couldn't get the same color in all different sizes. And my wife was really angry because she felt that me and the kids got great colors.
Oh.
And for a while
light brown
was the only size that she could find in her dress. So luckily towards the end, she got a black, which she accepted. She was like, okay, this is fine, but I would have must. She was really, really annoyed. Yeah. The kids got cool colors.
You can see why the brown was probably the one that was available.
Getting your wife offside before an overseas trip, probably not advisable.
No, and,
as well,
and my dark blue, if I can say, looked great. Really good.
I just have to ask, Hamish, because you can hear Hamish and Andy on the Listener podcast, part of our network, and we're doing this big thing at the moment called Swiftie and 50, sending someone over to see Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour, $50,000. I was like, surely Hamish and Andy spoke to Taylor Swift during their tenure. And I found an interview with her from 2009, you guys talking to her.
Yeah, she should have been like 19.
Yeah, and like one of her first tours to Australia, I'd say.
100%. Yeah, we had her on a few times. And this is back in the day where, like, the first time we chatted to her, I mean, you guys know this, like, when, you know, when someone comes into the studio, like, that's like, you're like, yeah, great. You know, they need you more than you need them, kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
they're
happy to come in, play songs for the station. Like, you know, not uncommon to have like a music come in and do like a gig and stuff for the people that make the decisions about the music. And that's like a fun thing for everyone to watch at the radio station. So the first few times, she came in with her mum, who was her manager.
Wow.
And we were like, she was like, gee, she's very talented for a 19-year-old. Then I think the last time we interviewed her, we had to fly to America and see her concert, and then we had like 1 minute with her backstage.
But she would have remembered you from back in the first days, I'd say.
Back in the day, yeah. We just remember her as like, I mean, she's just always been who she's like super professional, lovely, you know. It was amazing. Like, we were like, I remember walking out of that early days, and because we weren't that much older than we would have been like 25 or something, and she was like 19, we were like, that I cannot believe. Like, she felt like she was as wise as a 40-year-old.
Yes.
We felt like idiots talking to her, and we were 6 years older than her.
I listened to the interview.
Two idiots from Australia again. We're getting the wind up. We got to wrap it up. So as usual, it's an interview about Lego Masters, and we don't even talk about the bloody show. But everyone's watching it. Lego Masters, Grand Masters. It's so good, this series, because all the contestants we already know and love. It's like a big reunion. So it's back Sunday night at 7 on 9. Haim, sorry to not talk about your show.
No, that's all right. I mean, that was a real solid plug there. I feel like we did our job.
Great. Tick, tick. See you, Haim. Thanks, mate.
See you guys. Have a good morning.